This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Patrick Dowd came to Pittsburgh in the 1990s to study history at Pitt and came to know the city in part through his historical research. Now Dowd represents the 7th District on City Council, but you'll still find plenty of history and biography on his bookshelf.
I'm a historian by training, so I tend to read nonfiction. I started off the summer reading Robert Caro's most recent installment in the Johnson cycle. And I've been reading that cycle for a long time, and I was very excited to make my way through Passage of Power. It was a really great read. We're celebrating recognizing the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, and so I started reading back some of my old favorites, and I started off after that Caro read and read Killer Angels. Mm-hmm. And a recent release was Cain at Gettysburg, which was interesting. An old sort of faithful book on Gettysburg, which is called The Gettysburg Campaign. It's a study of command, and that's a favorite. If you look at Gettysburg, the South was, I think, more successful as an army up to that point, and the North had really floundered up to that point. And it was as a result of a series of very positive and good communication efforts, a vision. They had an ability to communicate amongst themselves and outward beyond, and they were able to put together a plan, the North did, as opposed to the South, which failed to communicate, failed to see, and really failed to take the initiative. And so I think if you think about city government or the water authority or the library, these different things as organizations, and you try to understand how those structures operate, there's actually a lot to be learned in those stories.
So you're the North in this analogy?
I have to be honest, I always read about the North. I only recently read a biography of a Southern general, Longstreet, just because I was curious to know more about this general.
Now, is that your area of specialization as a historian?
My area of specialty is actually far afield from that. It's European intellectual history. My wife teaches in that area at Pitt, which is where we met. And she's been rereading a series that we read together a long time ago, the Sartre Age of Reason cycle. That's probably going to be boosted up in the priority. I'm going to have to start back on that. And that's kind of exciting. It's best for me anyway to read a series and a cycle of things. And so I try to set a program. I break it. I'm reading right now. I've actually taken a break from all that, and I'm reading the second installment in the Game of Thrones series by George R. R. Martin. I'm struggling my way through the second volume. It's not as good as the first, and I hear it's not nearly as good as the third. So
yeah, it's kind of a placeholder, but when you get to the end of the third, it will pick up.
Okay. So people have told me, read slowly, don't skip. I actually started it in December and of last year and put it down, and I picked it up and put it down again. And I've said, okay, when the recess started, actually, I said, I'm going to finish this book.
What's the best thing or the most recent thing you've read that you really enjoyed that was outside of your normal range of interests?
I guess it was Dead in the Winter. I read A Paris Wife, and I'm a big Hemingway fan, and I read that novel and was obviously not pleased with the relationship that he had, obviously, but was moved by the depiction of it. It's a fictional account, but it's based on a lot of historical detail, and was really moved by that, and thought less of one of my favorite authors afterwards, but and more of his wife, which, you know, there are a number of authors that I enjoy that I recognize that have serious issues, on their non-writing side. So I think Norman Mailer's The Naked and the Dead is a fantastic read. As a human being, I'm not sure I would recommend Norman Mailer, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I do think it'll be interesting to go back and take a look at Hemingway and through that lens of Paris Wife and understand, you know, how that might have influenced his writing during those periods.
Councilman, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I think this is a great program.
Councilman Patrick Dowd represents Lawrenceville, Stanton Heights, and Highland Park on Pittsburgh City Council. We want to know what you're reading. Post your book picks on Twitter at Booksburg or get in touch at WESA.FM. There you'll find lots more book picks and past episodes of the segment. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by Chautauqua Institution in Western New York. It's time to live and to learn at Chautauqua. Thanks for listening.